Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Yes, indeed we are. Here's Logan Swinkles with the latest.
A bit of a theme to Sports Desk today, Smithy. Bit of girl power, and I want to start with A-League Women, where the Sydney FC won 4-2 against Perth Glory last night. But the reason why I'm bringing it up is because they had a 15-year-old score a goal. Let me introduce you to Indiana Dos Santos.
Courtney Vine. Tracking a crowd wherever she goes, and Folletta tried to commit a foul. Vine just shrugged her off. Still Courtney Vine taking on Kim Carroll. It sits up for the tap-in. Dos Santos! What a moment for the 15-year-old! Indiana Dos Santos scores for the first time in the Liberty A-League. To the nation and the football world, here's your latest. Here's Indiana Dos Santos.
How cool is that? At 15 years old, 170 days, Dos Santos becomes the fifth youngest goal scorer in Liberty A-League history and the youngest in Sydney FC's history, Smithy.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Takes me back to our first guest this morning. Mellie Kerr, as a 15-year-old, she was doing remarkable things in women's cricket. So, yeah, great story. Dos Santos, mark that one down for the future, not just in the women's A-League, but perhaps the Australian women's football team.
Yes, she's already been captaining the under-15s, the young Matilda, so definitely a star on the rise there, Smithy. Heading over to the pool now on the sports desk, where Summer McIntosh, has set a world record in the 400 free at the Canadian Swim Trials. The 16-year-old from Canada was competing in the trials at the Pan Am Sports Centre in Toronto, where she finished with 3 minutes 56.08 seconds to break the mark of 3 minutes 56.40 set last year by Australia's Ariane Titmus. And the audio quality isn't great, but it's an awesome, awesome clip. I'm just going to play it.
Summer McIntosh coming to the finish. 5 meters to go. This is all Summer McIntosh in lane four.
Absolutely incredible that it probably might have blown out some speakers. Sorry about that. It was the first time, the first long course world record by a Canadian swimmer since Kylie Maas did so in the 100 backstroke back in 2017. This really sets up something awesome for the Paris Olympics next year, Smithy, with her emergence, as she's expected to match up in the 400 against both Titmus, the reigning Olympic champion, and American star Katie Ledecky, another former world record holder, who is also the 2016 Olympic gold medalist and defending world champion. So those three in that event, that's going to be a special one to watch.
Oh, it will be. Absolutely. That probably a blue ribbon event, that, when you look at the quality of that, Logan. So what an amazing record to break. And they just continually keep these marks under pressure.
Mm.
I've always wondered why it is such young, swimming is such a young sport, is it? Older people just give it up. I mean, physically, these days, men and women's bodies, they work so hard on them that they stay fitter for longer and in shape for longer with their experience and all that kind of thing. You just wonder why older people don't break world records as such. It's always the young ones coming through.
Yeah, gymnastics is kind of the same there too.
It is, actually. It's very interesting. Right, do we have to go on one more thing before we go?
I've got one more, keeping on the theme of girl power, and this goes back to our first guest of the morning, Mellie Kerr. Got a really nice text here from an avid listener, also a friend of the show, Aidan McLaughlin. Last December, he took his 8 and 10-year-old daughters to White Ferns training at Nelson Park in Napier. It was the day before their ODI against Bangladesh. The whole squad, coaches and management were fantastic and gave the girls so much time and all the photos they wanted. Jess Kerr even took them off for a walk around the nets. Towards the end, Mellie Kerr finished her session and came over and said hello. We asked for a photo. She posed for one. Then she said, hold on a minute, walked over to her kit bag and came back with 2 White Ferns caps and gave them to the girls. They asked for another photo with the caps on, which she happily posed for. And after, they said thanks and she went on her way. Afterwards, Aidan took a closer look at the caps, but they weren't just any caps, Smithy. They both had the number 188 stitched in. That's Mellie's White Ferns number.
Wow, that is quite incredible. What a special person she is. Great story, Aiden. Appreciate you letting Logan know about that. No, she is absolutely special. Loved that chat this morning.